BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Good afternoon, how are you? This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Back on for Monday, and it's nearly home time. Arctic Monkeys, Swedish House Mafia, and Cher Lloyd's new track are going to play next. Had a weekend in Edinburgh, which was nice, with me old mum. Oh, Scott, it was lovely. That's how my mum speaks.
Did you treat her to some nice things?
Yeah.
Trip
thanks.
Up the castle?
Went to the castle, looked at Arthur's seat and thought, no. But it was nice to look at from a distance.
It's a shame there's not a cable car or anything like that, isn't there?
I know, build one immediately.
Yeah, get an escalator up there.
Yeah. And then last night, we had to watch Downton Abbey because it's her favourite.
Now, it's good.
I know that I shouldn't come into a series late, and I know I always do.
You don't know any of the backstory.
I don't know any of it, but I tweeted ZZZZZ, as in snore, because I didn't know what was going on.
How could you be asleep during that? That was one of the best bits.
No, it's just suggesting that I found it boring.
There was loads of drama last night.
Well, apparently so. But as soon as I see a frilly costume, I am not interested. Do you know what I mean? Someone flashing a bit of ankle in the Victorian days or whatever it is, not interested.
You like the Tudors, though.
Oh, well, that's different. I like it that Smooth Talking Dan tweeted me as I tweeted the snore, going, just think of it as the only way is Essex, only with rich, posh people off of the olden days. Still hasn't convinced me. Right.
It's just as unbelievable sometimes.
Yeah, certainly is.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Whoa. Time to dig out that sexy witch outfit. No absolute reason why it should be a sexy outfit, but because it's Halloween, it's a good excuse to not wear many clothes. A lot of people did this over the weekend, obviously, but some people are having parties tonight, coming in on Facebook and on my Twitter.
Is that what you and your mum were doing in Edinburgh, going out in the town as sexy witches?
No, really not, no. And a lot of people's Facebook will be full of these pictures today. You'll know what I'm talking about. People who are just too old to go trick-or-treating. Obviously, if you're an adult and you are accompanying some children, then that is absolutely acceptable and the right thing to do. But if you are, I don't know, pick a age out of thin air, 28, right? Stop it. Think about this. How weird is it for the person opening the door to see a grown adult at your door asking for sweets? It's just weird.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Liz Hurley and Shane Warne, have you seen those pictures? They were doing it over the weekend, trick-or-treating.
They were trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
And they're in their 40s?
Yeah, their costumes and everything.
Well, they're exactly the kind of people I'm talking about. If Liz Hurley and Shane Warne came to your house asking, hello, can we have some sweets? What would you say? Buy your own? You're a Blake's millionaire.
I hate trick-or-treaters, but not as much as my mate. He books into a hotel every year to
You're having
them.
A laugh.
No, every single year. I found it out the other day. I was like, what?
And what hotel?
He just goes and books himself into like a travel lodge of some kind.
Whereabouts?
I don't know, somewhere Reading on the M4.
Any Dillamere services?
Well, I don't know.
Is he there tonight?
Well, yeah, because he says it's too much hassle for him to stay at home, so he books himself a travel tavern.
And what was his name?
I almost said, oh, yeah.
So that's the travel lodge at the Lee Delamere services on the M4. Don't turn up there tonight. He's not there, right? He's not there.
Well, he's at one of them. I don't know which one he's at.
Okay, could be the Premier Inn.
Well, I said to him, I was like, surely that's the worst place you want to be because there's loads of doors all in one really short space. So you get loads of treats.
Yeah, but they can't get to you, can they, if you're in there? I see what he's done there. They can only get to the reception bit. They don't let you in and go,
if you're
yeah, have the free run of the Premier Inn.
Well,
off no. you go, knock on all the doors.
If you're staying in a hotel tonight, well, like, you know, you could just go up and down. I'd do it. Actually, no, I wouldn't. There's probably health and safety issues. I get a bit scared in hotel corridors.
I know.
Wouldn't spend. Just go to your own room and stay there.
I'm saying the cut-off point is 13. 13 plus, and you shouldn't be trick-or-treating.
13?
It looks weird. You can get away with it till then. Because what happens when they say trick?
What about if you're a really short 15-year-old?
If you look like you're 13, then I think that's fine.
What if you're an adult who can still wear children's clothes because you don't have to
and
pay
still
the
get a child fare?
Yeah.
Like my flatmate?
Yeah.
That's absolutely fine. He's 30 now. He hasn't had a child fare for a while, obviously, but he could get away with it.
I think it's good.
No.
More adults should do it.
It just leads to a really awkward standoff conversation when they say trick. Think about it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
See, now we have the people who are the right age to go trick-or-treating, i.e. 13. Michael's been on, saying, I'm 13, nearly 14, but I'm really short. Short as a 10-year-old. So I can't get away with trick-or-treating. Most of my friends are going trick-or-treating tonight. However, I am never invited to go with any of them, so never get to go. No one ever comes trick-or-treating to our door either, so I've totally given up on Halloween. Happy Halloween! Thanks, Michael. He says it's too late to bother now. See, there's all sorts of problems with this. But definitely, 13 is the cut-off point. Don't do it if you're any older.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, we are making a film. I told you about this ages ago, but you probably don't remember. Do you remember this? Maybe you have a good memory. It kind of went quiet for a while. But now we have a deadline for our Radio 1 movie. So the film is coming out in December. If you don't remember, I do not blame you because it was ages ago that I told you about this. It was May when we decided that we were going to do this and make a film around Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle. So that was, when was that? The 14th of May? That weekend, we told everyone, all of our listeners, including you, to film what they were doing that weekend. Didn't have to be at the big weekend, just whatever you were getting up to that weekend. And lots of you did it. Some of you didn't. But a lot of you did film yourselves. A lot of people were at the big weekend in the crowd and filmed it, just on their phones or whatever. Loads of stars and loads of artists backstage took time to film some stuff for our movie at the big weekend in Carlisle. What a brilliant actress Nicole Scherzinger is. Seriously. And if you have ever wanted to see the band Everything Everything with no trousers on, then this is the movie for you, let me tell you. Because they are in their pants for most of the time. To be fair, I'm not quite sure whether that's ever going to make it to the actual movie. It might just end up on the cutting room floor. Maybe it'll get to the DVD extras. I don't know. But their trousers were so tight, they ended up mostly just trying to pull them up their legs all the time. So you do see a lot of pant. So this film is about all of us. It's about you. It's about me. It's about loads of famous pop stars. It's about everyone and what we were all doing on that weekend in May. But here's the thing. If you didn't film anything, it is not too late to be in it or involved with this Radio 1 film. Really not too late. In fact, I need your help. Let me lay it down for you. Let me put it down. Help us! So you don't get this on the blockbusters. You don't get, with 4 weeks to go, them going, this holiday season.
No, normally by the time you see the trailer in the cinema, it's all done.
They don't go, if you want to be in this.
Yeah, no, they don't. Like the ones in the cinemas now for like out start of next year.
Yeah, you don't get that.
No.
So what an ideal opportunity to be in or be involved in a film. Because we don't have Ridley Scott or anyone fancy like that. It's just you and it's me. And we have to do this. Notice how I've roped you in already. We have to do this in 4 weeks, listeners. Now, I want you to think of this film in our heads at the moment. This is what we have. Of a cross between Love Actually. So, yeah. In the way that there's loads of different people and loads of different storylines. So it's a bit like Love Actually.
Have you got David Cameron dancing down some stairs?
Yeah, I've brought it up to date. With the new Prime Minister.
But still same music.
Yeah. No, of course I haven't.
Nick Clegg?
No, I just meant that it's a bit like Love Actually in the way that, you know, there's lots of different people and lots of different stories. Nice stories.
Is Martine off the yoghurt adverts in it?
Not yet, no. Still not. Still time, Martine. Also, on a sidetrack, what does she actually do apart from eat yoghurt? I mean, does she...
Well, she's less bloated.
Acting? She certainly is.
I don't know.
Anyway, so it's a bit like Love Actually in that way. Crossed with Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Never Say Never.
Have you seen that? You seen that film? Oh, it's good. It is good.
What's it about?
About his life and how good he is and stuff. And like how he rose to fame. And how famous he is and how brilliant he is. And how he never says never. So So it's like, that's like a concert movie, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
So obviously, because of Big Weekend, it's going to be a slight concert film as well. So it's like Love Actually, cross with Never Say Never, cross with... You're going to love this. Twilight.
The fetus isn't compatible with your body. It's too strong and fast growing.
It's crushing you from the inside out.
Your heart will give out before you can deliver.
You did this.
I can't see Bella's future anymore.
We don't know what they bred. We have to protect the tribe before it's too late.
Can I be entirely honest? It's nothing like Twilight at all, but if we say it is, loads of people will want to be in it and watch it. Won't they? If you just say Twilight, everyone's like, yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, Bagsy Bella.
Yeah, exactly. So, this is the idea. We've got 4 weeks to make this film for my Christmas blockbuster. And I do need your help. It is not too late to be involved. Today, we're going to talk about this a lot in the next few weeks leading up to the actual making of and the subsequent film, premiere of. But what I really need, first thing on my list, is someone that is really good, and this won't be many people, but there will be someone out there who's really good at doing auto-tune. You know that thing that makes pop stars sound really good?
Oh, what, like the app? Yeah. On the phone?
Yeah. I need someone...
better than that?
Not necessarily. Maybe a bit better than the app. Mm. Yeah. So I need someone that can do it properly, because I need a song. Because in the movie will be Lady Gaga, one of the stars of the film. Look at that, top billing. Oh, I've just got Lady Gaga on my film, yeah. Do you remember this from Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle?
So, with outfits, you... Because I spoke to Fergie from Black Eyed Peas yesterday, and she had it all sorted. She knew exactly what she was going to wear. But, like, you still don't know, even though we're a couple of hours away.
I get really inspired by the audience, you know? So, you know, depending on how I feel about the show, especially in these sorts of situations, I'll just, you know, run backstage. And, yeah, it's not completely planned out, no.
Right. So how many backup plans do you have? What, 5, 6 outfits?
No backup plans. If a boob falls out, you're just going to have to enjoy the boob. And
yeah, so the best quote from Lady Gaga ever, enjoy the boob.
You're just going to have to enjoy the boob.
So I need someone to make this all fit in the storyline to make me a song with auto-tune using this.
You're just going to have to enjoy the boob.
That is an enjoy the boob song. So imagine it. It just needs to be a song which has... Gaga going, enjoy the boob, probably auto-tuned in it. Who can help me out with that? Can anyone help me with this? Are you any good at auto-tune? Needs to be slightly better than the app level. If you reckon you can do this, maybe you work at, I don't know, some music production place or anywhere. Maybe on your computer at home you could do it. Maybe you could do it at your university. Then help me out. It just needs to be... Enjoy the boob. We need a song to go with this bit of the story in the Radio 1 movie.
You're just going to have to enjoy the boob.
If you can help me out, then text me on 81199. That is the first thing on my list of things to do today for the Radio 1 film. Best thing to do is email me. If you can help me out with this, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ah, oh, poor Kelly Rowland last night. Didn't you feel for her on X Factor? If you missed it, she obviously had to call in sick from LA because she's been told to stay there because she's got a bad throat.
Kelly, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, Kelly, you okay? I know this is a big shock for you, and I know you're not very well as well.
No, I'm not. This is a big shocker.
Oh, it's a big shock.
Yes, I can hear you.
It's always important the first thing you say, because then you've established your voice for the rest of the call.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Oh. She's not very well.
I'm sorry to ask you this, Kelly, but the name of the act you're sending home tonight, please.
This is so hard, because I know how bad both of you guys want this. But I see how bad one of you wants it more than the other, and I have to be completely honest. The act that I'm sending home is Sophie.
Wow, didn't beat around the bush, did she? Didn't even leave a gap. Sorry, Sophie, you're off.
I have to be completely honest. The act that I'm sending home is Sophie.
See, even though you can talk perfectly normally, when you're not at work and you have to make that call, you have to do that voice, don't you?
Mm.
You do. It's just the rules.
Because if you phone up, and I have quite a lot of weird stomach things, and if you phone up and go, "Hi, yes,
yeah.
I'm got a really bad stomach," people they don't tend to believe you.
Got to do the ill voice.
So even though it's always like my stomach that's bad, I normally go, "Hello, yes."
To be fair to Roland, like, she does have a bad throat. That's why she's off, and that's why she couldn't be here this weekend.
Mm.
But you've still got to do the voice. Still a little bit of the voice there, I think. Yeah. I have to be completely honest. So earlier, I tested out my sick voice on Becky to see if she would believe it was my sick voice and whether I was really ill. Would she show any sympathy? Would she be a good friend? Do you think she'll trust me that when I say I'm ill, I'm actually ill? Now, here's me earlier saying that I wasn't feeling very well. And I might not be coming in. I called up Becky.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Hello?
It's Scott.
Oh, hello. You all right?
No, I feel awful.
Are you okay? What's wrong with you?
I can't get hold of anybody else.
Oh, no, you sound awful.
I really don't feel good.
What's wrong? Flu?
Just had a really bad night's sleep. I really don't feel good at all.
Okay. What,
can you pass on a message to somebody?
Yeah, are you going to be into the show?
I don't think so, no.
You don't sound like you are.
No. Is my voice better than Kelly Rowland's? I think it might be. So it continued.
I'll speak to Rob and see if there's anyone else about.
Really sorry.
That's all right. Go and have some... Go and have some hot honey or something.
I just don't feel any good.
Sorry. It's really funny.
What are you laughing at?
Your voice, sorry.
Why?
Sorry. What's I'll funny? Speak to Rob and I'll...
Why are you laughing at me? My illness.
You sound ridiculous. You sound really bad.
I am bad.
I know, I've never heard you sound as bad.
I know.
I'll speak to Rob and then I'll see what he can do and I'll text you back.
All right, really sorry.
All right, I'll speak to you in a bit. Go back to bed.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Lolling at the end.
Lolling.
I think I was quite sympathetic.
What, you laughed?
It was ridiculous.
I really don't feel good. I think my sick voice is quite good, actually. Let's hear some more.
I really don't feel good at all.
Yeah.
It's making my eyes water.
I'm sorry. So, like, from that bit, you did, by the sounds of it, believe that I was properly ill, I think. Yeah. No, because you were quite concerned.
Well, I'm not going to say to you, I think you're lying, am I?
Well, why are you just saying that to my face on the phone? 10 Scott Mills points for you now, listeners. Did Becky really believe me? Because I got my mate Chris to call Becky earlier. To see if she did believe me, or was she just being really two-faced?
Oh, no! No!
So, remember this call from earlier? Let's hear it. Here's Chris ringing Becky.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, thanks for helping me with this.
Yeah, cool.
Right, so I've tested my sick voice out on Becky.
Right.
I just need you to call her now and, like, be a concerned friend.
Right, all right.
Hello.
You alright, Becky? It's Chris.
Hey, are you alright?
Have you heard from Scott today? I've got this really weird voicemail from him. He sounds awful.
He's not well.
Two-faced! Let's see the rest.
What's wrong with him?
Well, I don't know. He rang me to say that he might not do the show later, and he sounds ridiculous. He was like, I'm not well.
So what's going on? Are you going to you doing the show instead of him?
I really don't think he's that bad, though. He's just putting it on.
Yeah. I'd be
a
bit worried.
He's had a bit of a rough weekend and he's trying to get out of it. I've heard it before. I've heard that voice. Not quite that to that extreme.
I'm not convinced, you know. I think he might be ill.
Okay. Well, I'll tell Rob anyway, but I think he'll be in it for.
Yeah, pass it on to the people that need to know. Bosses, controllers, all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh,
I think he's ill.
Okay.
All right. Well, let us know if you hear from him.
All right, I will do.
All right, and see you later.
Bye. Cool.
Why did he suddenly take charge?
Well, this is the thing. At this point, I knew it was a wind-up because Chris is not my boss.
Yeah, pass it on. Bosses, never... controllers, all that. All them.
What do you know? You're Scott's friend. Go
pass it
away.
On. All the bosses, all the controllers, pass it on. Fine acting there, I think, Chris.
I'm not convinced, you know. I think you might be ill.
Yeah. Straight out of Hollyoaks later.
Pass it on to the people that need to know. Bosses, controllers, all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh,
I think
okay.
He's ill.
All that kind of stuff. Wow. 10 Scott Mills points if you said that Becky was, in fact, two-faced.
No!
It was ridiculous, to be fair.
It was stupid.
I need to work on the zing voice. Also, on another point, how many times did Louis wang on about cabaret in 15 seconds on The X Factor the other night?
Oh, can we win more Scott Mills points for this?
Yes, you can. 10. How many times?
15 seconds. Oh, it was quite a few. I'm going to say 3.
Cabaret. I liked it. Cabaret. How many?
3.
3?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Hey. This girl
that's
is
burlesque,
a singer.
Darling.
This girl
that's
is
not
a singer. This girl
that's
is a singer.
Not cabaret.
Excuse
that's
me.
Not
let me tell you something. Did I say it was cabaret? Did I say it comes
cabaret.
Across as cabaret?
Not cabaret.
You better get the words correct. Okay.com. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.com. What was that?
5. That was that Five. Proper thing of, like, you can keep talking, I'm just going to talk
cabaret,
over
blah, 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 cabaret, blah, 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 okay.com, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I had a bit of an ill voice last week, didn't I? But it wasn't as good as my proper zinc voice.
No, that was good.
It's all back now, though. It's 5:30. I've got Katy Perry and LMFAO. So I was in Edinburgh at the weekend with my mum. Love Edinburgh. And my mum had never been to Scotland.
Oh.
She did that cute thing of, like, oh, listen, there's people playing bagpipes. I was like, yep, that's because we're in Scotland. Loved it. I was like, yeah, this. And then the next day, Sunday, we were like by Princes Street. And like, oh, they're still playing bagpipes. Yeah, they're doing it a lot, Mum, because we're still in Scotland. Becky had a whole different weekend to me.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
I would like that a lot. And I'd like you to tell the listeners.
Okay, it sounds quite weird. But on Sunday afternoon...
Sounds really weird, yeah.
Sunday afternoon, we went for a drive, like off of old people.
You and your boyf?
Yeah. And we were trying to find a country pub and we couldn't find one in the end. So we decided to go home. Now, in the distance, my boyfriend saw these two hills and he was like, oh my God, those hills look like boobs. Let's go and climb them. So I was like, is this really happening? And he said yes. And then we spent the next 2 hours trying to find these hills.
The thing is, I bet they looked really close, but they're never as near as they appear.
No, they did. They looked amazing. It was like the actual hill and then the trees on the top were the... Yeah, looked really good.
Yeah.
Could we find them? No. In the end, we got to them and climbed the boobs.
So you spent how many hours of the weekend climbing boobs?
I reckon about 3 hours. But when we got there, there was loads of other people. He was like, oh my God, all these other people. I was like, yep, I bet they've seen them in the distance and gone, boobs,
look at
and
them.
Then gone to drive and then go up them.
Now, we've been looking this up. Apparently, this is quite a common thing.
Well, when I got into work today, I was telling the one that doesn't speak. So he typed in hills that look like boobs, because obviously he wanted to go and have a look as well.
Yeah, you would, naturally.
There's whole pages of Wikipedia
of,
like, really famous ones.
Mm-hmm. Where were yours near, please? If people want to check them out, maybe they can get those brown signs up, you know, like, of tourist attractions.
Well, I'm starting to think of doing, like, this is going to be my new weekend thing, is going to find hills that look like boobs.
Right, so if anyone knows of any that maybe you haven't been to...
Because this one was in Oxfordshire.
Right.
I don't know, maybe...
Oh, there'll be hundreds!
Maybe near Didcot.
So these hills that look like boobs were near Didcot.
Well, that was the last sign I saw before we climbed them.
And did you mount the whole thing, or...?
Yeah, both ones.
Wow.
After we'd done one, my boyfriend went, oh, we
can't
need to
do
go
one
back
not the other.
That's exactly what I said!
Exactly! No, you can't!
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people texting in about hills that look like boobs. They're called paps in Scotland. Fact.
What, that's an... Scottish has got an actual word for hills that looks like boobs?
Yeah. Jason's been on. I've got some more for you to check out. You need to check out the Pap of Glencoe. Looks like a boob and a huge nip. So that's one for your collection. I'm learning something every day on this show at the moment.
There's an amazing one that's been suggested off Mykonos, but I want to do the British ones first.
Okay. There's loads in Shropshire. Dave's been on from Devon. The RAF do their training there. The ones that you went to at the weekend, there's only like two hills in Oxfordshire. They're called Whittenham Clumps. Loads of people have been there on school trips. Those are the ones that you went to at the weekend.
I'm just laughing because someone says that the sign for a certain shop looks like boobs.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah.
There's a whole,
only one on the sign.
Whole Wikipedia page dedicated to boobs that look like heels. So is this something you think you and your boyfriend will be doing a lot from now on?
Yeah, apparently the ones we went up with are Whittenham clumps.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
Rob's been on. There's some banging ones just off the M74 near Glasgow. Two huge hills that Rob often climbs on a weekend with his girlfriend, if you're interested in that.
Did you just say boobs that look like hills?
Oh.
It's hills that look like boobs.
No, that's a completely different thing. That's totally different. I got that mixed up. Beth in Somerset's been on. Can't help you with any more boobs that look like hills, but...
hills that look like boobs.
Yes. But for her Duke of Edinburgh, she did climb up Lord Hereford's knob.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's Halloween. Woo. Halloween is on much more this year. Am I right?
Mm.
Like, it's really properly on now. Everyone is getting involved with it.
And if they say to you, oh, are you doing anything for Halloween? And you say no, everyone's like,
ugh, why not?
I know.
Even Fern couldn't be bothered today. That's because she wasn't feeling very well. Normally, Fern is the first person to do Halloween. Like, she'll dress up, she'll get involved. She'll have, like, cobwebs hanging from her... everywhere.
Hanging from her what?
hanging from everywhere. everywhere. But did she not mention it?
No, she didn't mention it at all.
She's not been well today.
No, she didn't mention it.
In other news, Jessie J's hurt her foot, you know.
Has she?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I'm scarable anymore.
Oh, I bet you are.
I don't think I am.
You are. I bet you are, though.
In an attempt to be scared, I'm going to go and watch Paranormal Activity 3 tonight. Any film with 3 on the end is bound
not
to be scary.
They're really scary, apparently.
I don't think they are. I've seen the first one, missed out on 2, but I really do want to be scared. And the person I'm going with is absolutely terrified of scary movies, like can't sleep after them, sometimes has a little cry during them. And I'll just be like, meh.
Is it whatever. Chris?
No, not scarable. The thing is, I think that I've sat in so many haunted houses and castles with Yvette Fielding with cobwebs hanging from her for years and bats flying around. I think I'm immune.
I tell you what, that scary thing we went on with the Hoff wasn't scary at all.
What was that?
Where he had cobwebs hanging from his... when we were in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, we went on the scary ghost tour in Edinburgh.
He wasn't impressed, was he?
He was like, I thought it'd be more scary than that.
But it wasn't scary at all.
His Welsh girlfriend jumped a couple of times. That's probably because he was behind her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so apparently it really, really is scary, this film tonight. Well, I'll let you know tomorrow, because I think that I am not scarable anymore. And I blame Yvette Fielding, with her bats flying around. She's just done it to me too many times.
I'm not making this any better.
Move on. Right, let's have a little stupid streak, shall we? Let's say that you were romancing someone, and they came over to yours. Maybe it's Labyrinth off of the hit Earthquake.
Yeah.
What do you say? Hello, I'm at the door.
Labyrinth, come in.
Thanks very much, I will. Do I need to take my shoes off?
No, it's all right, old carpets.
So, what are you going to cook me? What have you cooked me tonight? Because you're trying to romance me, Labyrinth.
Sausage and mash. You can't go wrong with sausage, can you?
Okay. Would that be the meal that you would cook?
For Labyrinth, yes.
For anyone that you were trying to romance?
No, I think it's person specific. If it's like pro-green, I'd do pizza.
But why?
Because he doesn't look like he likes sausage.
All right.
Well, what would you cook for Labyrinth?
I would do a good spag bol, because I know that he likes it.
Now, you see, here's the thing. If you're doing spag bol, it's going to get really awkward when it, like, drips down your chin, isn't it? And it's never as romantic as it is in Lady and the Tramp when you do that spaghetti thing. It doesn't work.
No, actually, spaghetti is a bad call on the first.
You could do penne bolognese.
Yeah, okay, no.
But not spaghetti.
Nothing that leaves a trail.
Yeah.
Anyway, smooth talking Dan.
Nothing that leaves a trail.
You know what I mean? But it's like all down your face.
You've said that before.
That's never a good look. So.
And no spinach either.
No, smooth talking Dan. It's been on Stupid Street. He didn't have much time, only spoke to 5 people. I think there's a sale on at the bottom of Stupid Street, which he wanted to get to quick sharp, in one of those many pashmina shops at the end of Stupid Street. Because it's that weather now.
Is it fine if
STD loves a pashmina. Especially at those unbeatable prices.
£5 each.
That's right, you've seen it. Anyway, he went to Stupid Street and said, hey, Stupid Street, if you were going to romance somebody, what meal would you cook them? What are you saying? What is their answer? 10 Scott Mills points if you get any.
Okay, I'm going to say bolognese and sausage and mash.
Okay, let me know if you have any answers on 81199. Here's the first person on Stupid Street. So, if you're going to romance somebody, they're going to come round to your house. Labyrinth, come in. But what have you cooked?
Imagine you were like wanted to cook a nice meal to impress a guy. What would you cook?
Sea bass and a sweet potato mash.
Right, okay, now she's definitely lost. She ain't meant to be on Stupid Street.
She's in a gastropub.
Yeah, she really is. She's take the wrong turning somewhere near Chelsea. Sea bass. She needs to ask directions from Smooth Talking Down immediately. Turn left at the Pashmina shop. Keep going. Next.
A meal. I don't think I'll cook a meal. I don't think I'd cook a meal.
Why not?
Because I'd be the meal.
Okay, good.
Ew. Yep. She's much more like what I was expecting. So she is the meal. Fabulous. Okay.
Yeah. Imagine you wanted to cook a meal to, like, impress a guy. Yeah. What do you think you'd cook?
Probably pizza.
Pizza, just buy a pizza and put it in the oven.
Yeah. Probably spaghetti. It's the only thing I can cook, so...
Okay, I think...
I said I cook a pizza for Professor Green, but actually I didn't give that as one of my options, but I did say bolognese or sausage and mash, so I think I should have a point for spaghetti.
Yeah, go on then, because I'm feeling generous and it's Monday and you've probably had a terrible day. Next.
I'd probably buy some nice ready meals, shove in the microwave for a few minutes, and then impress her with the rest of my talents, other than cooking.
Okay. What are your other talents?
Romancing. Dancing.
Oh, excellent. So you don't get a meal, but you do get romancing and dancing. What, did you just do a solo dance in front of you? That's a little bit awkward, maybe, on the first... I hope it's the... little jive.
Running man.
I hope it's not the first time that you've been round, otherwise that's just plain weird. So, you can have a point for that. Let me know if you said any of those. Sea bass, pizza, spaghetti, or if you said that I'd be the meal. 10 Scott Mills points. Go on, have them.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.